Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
What's been your weirdest Prego craving? Does it even compare to my wife's craving that she texted me last night? We're pregnant, 5 months right now with our second baby on the way. We're already blessed with a beautiful daughter. Her name is Ariela. She's almost 2 years old in December. Hit us up, 877-971-HITS, call or text. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio. Thank you for hanging out with us. So downstairs, I had just gone back. My mom's been in the hospital for over a week. So as soon as the show ends, I go over to the hospital. About 8 p.m., I drive back home. And I get a text because I'm downstairs. She's upstairs putting Ariela to sleep. And I get a two-part text, okay, because she heard me come in the door, right? She says, love, please bring me a cup filled with half juice, orange juice, half lemonade, con tres hielos en tajín, three ice cubes, and tajín chili powder.
Wow.
And seven cookies. Your baby's hungry.
I love it.
Smiley face, gracias, heart emoji. And then, like a few seconds later, oh, and a pickle too, please. Love you.
Oh,
like,
my god!
What is going on? It's like she had a second thought. Like, oh, and the pickle too. And I just responded, kill me. I said, okay, bebe, yo también te amo. I also love you. Con o sin tajín, with or without tajín powder. And of course, I'm going to get her whatever she wants because she's a pregnant woman. And that's what you do. She's the one carrying my child.
It's playing it
safe,
has
to go
too.
Through labor. And plus, Janet has been absolutely amazing. She's been a rock. And I'm so grateful for her during this time where my mom is going through a difficult time with her health. Jan's basically being a single mom right now, and she's been holding it down. So super grateful for her. But we want to hear your weirdest Prego cravings. 877-971-HITS. Jessie, I know you got tons of friends that have been getting pregnant lately.
Yeah.
What have you heard that you're just shocked? And I think secretly, a lot of women like have always wanted to try these
foods.
Right.
But they feared getting judged, and now they just blame it on the baby.
I don't know about this one.
Women have women have cravings and tastes like that are different than dudes anyway, because like, you know, when you have your cycle once a month, like a woman could be like, I want this. You're like, yo, that's all good. Whatever you want.
Your wish is my demand.
Yo, if you want to dip carrots in gravy, you do your thing.
My favorite one was my friend, I think she was like 7 months pregnant this time, and she's like, hey, come over, let's order pizza, let's have like a girls' night in, whatever. So I show up to her place and I walk in the door and it just smells weird. Like, it smells bad. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, I thought it was going to smell like pizza. We ordered pizza. And I walk in and I open the pizza box she ordered, and she got anchovies on it,
ugh,
jalapenos, and pineapple.
Wow.
She doesn't even like fish. Like, she's one of those friends, like, I can't even get to go to sushi with me.
Right.
And here she is ordering like anchovies, which is like, I mean, I felt like it was like the Ninja Turtles, you know? That was like,
so
it reminded
gross.
Me of.
Are you having Ninja Turtle?
It's like every bite is a different weird flavor of the pizza. The only crazy craving that I've ever had, I mean, I've had friends who've been pregnant and had weird taste cravings, but this is the one that blows me away. And I don't know if this is just unique to her, but my friend Jackie got pregnant. She loved smelling her dog's feet because she said they smell like Fritos. Like I'm not kidding. Like, dogs like
sick.
The dusty feet of an indoor dog, like smelling the feet.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is the grossest thing I've ever seen. Stop smelling your dog's feet. He's a lab. And she goes, smell it. And I'm like, I'm not going to do it. She's like, you're not leaving this house unless you smell my dog's feet. And I did. And it smells like Fritos, like the chips, exactly like the chips.
Everyone listening to us now that has a dog is going to go home and do exactly that.
Go smell your dog's feet. I'm not kidding. It's weird.
Oh, my gosh.
Kathy from Santa Ana, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you for hanging out with us, Kathy. What's been your weirdest Prego craving?
Oh my gosh, you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Banana ice cream cone dipped in popcorn, then a bunch of chocolate chip cookies with pickles.
Oh.
Okay, you know, I'm not mad about that.
I am. Are you kidding me?
No.
I don't understand the wild swing. I get all like the banana and the cookie and the ice cream, but then all of a sudden, where the hell does pickle come from?
Well, pickles are amazing.
Listen,
well,
pickles,
but not with the ice cream,
are probably the number one food that pregnant women crave.
I mean, I get the salty vinegary situation. That's a very pronounced flavor. But now you're doubling it up with bananas and ice cream. I need an explanation. I'm not just going to take that at face value.
I don't know, but it was always done in one sitting. The pickles really have a certain kind of bite. But I'm going to tell you this though: if she's craving pickles, she's having a boy, hands down.
Listen, that's interesting. But she also craved pickles last pregnancy. I think she's always craved pickles. My wife, though. But you know, you don't have to give explanations. You could just be like my wife. She just blames everything on the baby.
That's true.
It's like, babe, problem. Why this? She's like, it's your baby.
Don't blame me.
I love that. I can't wait till I can use that excuse.
We're in bed, and all of a sudden I'm like, babe, what's that smell? She's like, it's your baby.
Your baby farted. Your baby farted.
Exactly. I'm going to go out someplace.
I'm going to have a real problem if my girlfriend ever wants pickles. I can't do pickles. I can't touch them.
Yeah.
I can't even look at them in the jar.
No way.
I think they're the most disgusting thing on the planet. I can't even walk down the pickle aisle at the store without like get dry heaving a little bit.
That's all she wants the entire pregnancy.
It's going to be because she's that kind of an annoying person that she's stubborn and she's just going to be like, nah, I want pickles. That's all I want.
You're like, the baby wants it? She's like, no, I just want to see you cringe.
Yeah.
I don't want either one of you in my life. I'm leaving.
Bye. Kathy, thank you so much for calling in. Blessings to you and your beautiful baby.
Thanks.
Hit us up at 877-971-HITS. Brian, what are our texts saying, bro?
Oh, we got great ones right here. We got one lady texting said, 213, a Whopper with Doritos and chopped up Snickers inside a chunky monkey ice cream soup.
That's a little too much for me.
For the 323, we got Taco Bell, a Twix, Nestle Strawberry, quick milkshake, and a Sprite.
There you go.
Got a great one from the 614. When I was pregnant, I loved dipping everything in peanut butter, Oreos. I like dipping them in pickle juice. And I also loved smelling my mastiff's feet as well. They smell like Fritos. It's a real thing.
That's so bizarre.
Dog's feet smell like Fritos. And my pregnant friend Jackie did it too. She just like stick her face in it and just like...
Why did they just go? Do they then get Fritos and eat the Fritos?
They didn't want Fritos. What? They just wanted the smell off the feet.
Wow. Yeah, because then if they eat the Fritos, it's like that's they're eating their dog's feet. That's weird.
Oh, yeah.
I can't with this.
On Instagram, JuicyJ_1193, my craving was waffles with pickles and lots of syrup and whipped cream all together. And baked hot Cheetos with mustard.
What?
Hey, kill me. Shapri from Ontario, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for hanging out with us. So what's your weirdest Prego craving?
Okay, and I'm like 35 weeks today, actually.
Congrats.
So, yeah, I'm having two girls.
Whoa!
Oh, my gosh, double trouble.
So last week, I wanted a burger so bad. So I made me a burger, had the whole shebang on it, lettuce, tomato, mayo, ketchup. And I stopped, I'm like, you know what, chocolate sounds so bomb. And we have chocolate syrup in the fridge. So I added chocolate syrup on my burger along with some almonds, and it was the best thing I've ever had.
Did you dip the burger, or did you actually just take the bun, top of the bun off, and put it on with like the ketchup and mustard?
I took the bun off, and I just
went for it.
Like if it were Thousand Island or ketchup or mustard, you just put it on that chocolate on it, right?
I had to.
Oh my gosh.
It's like if Cold Stone made a burger.
Yeah. You can probably sell that idea to someone.
Exactly. That's got to be weird because probably one of your twins wants something and the other one wants a different thing, and that's probably why you get this crazy mashup.
You did a good compromise there.
I'm thinking that too, honestly. And you know what? My babies are happy. They're little black and Mexican babies.
They're Mexican. How cute.
Yes, the black Mexican babies.
I love it. Shapri, blessings to you and your pregnancy. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Sabrina from Montebello, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for hanging out with us. What was your weird Prego craving?
It was macaroni and cheese mixed with goldfish crackers.
Whoa, mind
and
blown.
Ketchup.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm trying that.
I kind of am too, man. I kind of want that too. I usually do sriracha and macaroni and cheese because I love to set everything on fire before I eat it. But man, goldfish crackers and macaroni, why is that not a thing that a restaurant's doing? That's amazing.
Genius. Sabrina, there you go. I think you just found out how to pay off college for your child. Create that recipe, girl.
The Craving Kitchen.
Oh my gosh.
I know, right?
Why isn't that a food truck? I go Craving Kitchen.
Yes. Ooh. With all the mashups that moms put together. Food truck. That's dope. Sabrina, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Happy holidays. Bye. Gardania from Alborn. Good morning.
Good morning.
Gardania, what's the weirdest Prego craving?
I actually had a condition called FICA. You crave things that are not food while you're pregnant. So I was craving cleaning supplies. Preferably Fabuloso. I wasn't eating it, but I was craving it.
You just like the smells?
Hold on. And this is like a thing? There's a name for this?
Yes. I would always be like, I would ask them if I could wash the dishes because I just wanted to smell it and I wanted to chew like the sponge, but I couldn't.
I wanted to chew the sponge.
So we told your doctor that.
It's a condition. It's called like FICA.
Wow, Gardenia. But let me say, Fabuloso does smell amazing. It's like the Mexican Mr. Clean.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Just the clean stuff. And it smells amazing.
Is it like lemon scent or what's
There's different kind, right? There's like lavender, lemon.
Yeah, everything was smelling good. She's like,
I'll take it all.
Gardenia, thank you so much. Did you have your baby already?
Yeah, well, he's going to be 2 now.
Oh, congrats. Does he like to clean?
No.
He hates it.
He
had the opposite effect.
Gardenia, thank you for calling in. Happy holidays.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Oh, my gosh. It's kind of like these babies are holding women hostage. Like, you better feed me these crazy things, you know, or else I'm going to kick you or something, you know?
Or at least they just have the ability to finally live the life they've wanted to live when it comes to foods and cravings, and they can just blame a baby, and the baby can't say nothing about it.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
I'm excited for that.
And the baby daddy's definitely not going to say anything about it. We ain't carrying the baby. We ain't delivering it. Whatever you say.
You run your ass right back downstairs and get 7 cookies. Yeah. That's what you do.
Amen to that, bro. And a couple extra just in case.
Yeah, just start showing up with 7 cookies.
I'm not judging. You deserve 20 cookies, babe. Get out of here. All right, man. Keep posting on our social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Super funny to see all the Prego cravings.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.